Tachasaita Paraktas Mishnah Yudbeis Mishamesu Neviim Harishonim Batlu Urimitum. When the Neviim Rishonim were Nifter, the Neviim Rishonim is referring to all the Neviim except for Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, who were the last of the Neviim. After the Neviim Rishonim passed away, there no longer was an Urim Vetumah. The Urim Vetumah was worn by the Kohen Gadol, and the Urim Vetumah would foretell what was going to happen in the future. Mishacharat Beit HaMikdash Bato HaShomer Benotes Tzukim. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, this is referring to Bayis Sheni, the Shomer was gone. The Shomer is a worm-like creature that it would be able to cut through hard things, such as the Avnei HaEphod, the stones on the Ephod, had to be engraved on them, the names of the Shvatim, but nothing could be missing from the stones. As the Pasuk says, B'milu of some, they have to be Shlemus. So how do you engrave the names of the Shvatim without taking away bits of the Avnei Ephod? So they would write with ink the names of the Shvatim, they would take the Shomer and put it on top of the ink, and the Shomer would crack and engrave the names of the Shvatim without missing anything from the stones. Also, the Nofet Tzufim was gone. This is honey that came from Tzuf. This is very good honey, and it no longer was anymore this honey after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Upasku Anche Amun. After the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, there no longer were people who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all their heart. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hoshia Hashem, Hashem should save us. Igamar Chassid, no longer the Chassid. Pasu Amunim Bibnei Adam. We no longer can find people of Amunah. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Miyom Shechara Beit HaMikdash, from the day the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, En Yom She'en Bo Kol. There is no longer a day that is not cursed. V'lo Yared Hatal Lebracha, the dew no longer comes down Lebracha. Menital Tam HaPeres, the taste of the fruit is no longer the same. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Nito Shuman HaPeres. Rabbi Yossi says the juice of the pears no longer is the same as it used to be. Mesachas Saita Peretz Mishnah Yigimo. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Hatara Notla Esatam Be'etarech. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the Tara took away the taste and the smell of the pears, which is when Klai Yisrael stopped keeping the dinim of Tuma and Tara, the pears did not taste and smell the same as they used to. As when Klai Yisrael was involving himself in the Dine Tara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also was Matar the Paris from a bad taste and a bad smell. HaMaitris Notlu Eshuman Hadagim. When Klai Yisrael stopped keeping the laws of Maitris, the grain no longer was as fat and juicy as it was. Chachamim Ayrim Hazmus Vakshafim Kilu Ethakol. The Chachamim say when people started being more promiscuous and they were involved in witchcraft, that destroyed everything. As Nus and Kshafim do not allow Bracha to come down from Shemayim.